Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, it's been good to be in the house of the Lord so far. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know what all. I know that Brother Joe Payne from the Eunice Church of God, good friend of mine. We get together a lot and fellowship around the Word of God and a lot of times around the sausage and egg biscuit. But we have a lot of good times together. Now, I don't know what all you brought. I know you brought all you folks from Eunice. Raise your hand. What are you going to? We're glad y'all came. We thank you for coming. Now, I don't know what all you. I don't know what your plans are, but I'm going to turn it over to you for a minute, and then, I hope that y'all came to sing and worship the Lord with us, right? You got any specials and that kind of thing? Maybe. Will you just be led by the Lord? Amen. And you come on, and if somebody needs this microphone, I'll leave laying right here. Now, following, right before he preaches, before he gets ready to preach, I want you to think about this. We're going to receive our camp meeting offering. Right. After a while, we're going to receive that camp meeting offering. So you be praying, thanking now, let God speak to you about what you're going to give. Amen. Remember, he that soweth sparingly reapeth sparingly. He that sows bountifully reaps bountifully. Amen.
Good evening. Anybody else ready to go home besides me? Well, I tell you, somebody turn this off, because I think that's what's getting feedback. They make these things where they're smarter than I am. I could sit here and listen to this all night. My mind ran back when they were singing about the old folks. They wasn't in no hurry when they come to the church to give God service. But now we get 30 minutes in and we become clock watchers. But God wants to bless his people in these last days. And let us not be in such a hurry to run out of the house of God. Because one day, you're going to come in for the last time. And then when you exit, that'll be it. So come expecting and come to be a blessing to somebody.
Amen.
I like what Laverne was saying. We can't let issues of life hold us back, because what the devil wants to do is keep the church world in an uproar. Keep them in turmoil. Because the devil knows the word. He don't live the word, but he knows the word. And the word declares that where's two or three gathered together in his name, he will be in the midst.
Amen.
That relationship between the peoples of God is what moves heaven and opens up the windows of heaven, and what is bound on earth is also bound in heaven. And what is loosed on earth is also loosed in heaven. But it takes that relationship. It takes that getting together, getting along. And that's why the devil wants to put issues in people's lives. Make this one mad at that one mad at this one, and keep them all tore up. But when you come to church, whatever that came with you, You leave it outside them doors.
Amen.
Come into a gate with thanksgiving and into a court of praise.
Yes, right.
I think that's right. I may have it backwards. I don't know.
That's good enough.
That's all right.
Yes,
now, we got some of our singers here, some of the choirs here. All of them not here. Our guitar player not here. Our drummer's not here. But who is here, you know, we learn to go with what we have. And I'm going to ask them to come and give, just give one song for now, because I might be long-winded. Well, Peter preached a long time. I don't see no loft in here. A young man fell out of the loft and broke his neck. At least you go to sleep, you ain't got far to fall. Come on, choir, let's sing. Let's do one. And then we'll go on with our message. Does anybody need a mic? He got a. I'll just sit down if it's all right. Oh. No, they're afraid of mics.
Come on.
Well,
I've got a new
Thank you. In the Old Testament book of 2 Kings, and I very seldom preach out of the Old Testament for some reason, but look like this is what the Lord gave me for tonight. Chapter 4, 2 Kings chapter 4, you'll find these words recorded there. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband is dead. And thou knowest that my servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take my two sons to be bondmen. Now let's get this picture here now. The lady's husband had died. He owed money, and the creditor had come to take these two boys to be his slaves, to work off the debt. And Elijah said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? Now watch this response. And she said, Thine handmaiden hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Why is it that we insignificate? I just made that word up. The very thing that can get us out of trouble.
That's right.
I ain't got nothing, just a pot of oil. You ever heard folks say, well, all we can do is pray?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
We insignificate. I like in big words. Then he said, Go borrow thee some vessels abroad of all thy neighbor, even empty vessels. And don't get just a few. Now you know how folk is. They were the same then as they are now. They don't mind giving you something that's empty. But now you tell them to give you a full bottle of oil, now it'll be a different story. But empty, oh yeah, I got two of them. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God. He said, Go sell the oil and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children on the rest. So, if I could open the canvas of this text and let you see the picture that is laid out here before us, the woman husband died, he owed money, and the creditors wanted their money. So since you ain't got no money, I'll take your boys and let them work off the debt. We're going to talk from this subject, charged with a debt you cannot pay. Charged with a debt you cannot pay. Here this young lady was, just suffered the untimely death of her husband. And he owed money. Y'all know how it is. Maybe everybody else is debt free, but I'm not. And when the husband died, the money he owed, the creditors wanted the money. No doubt they probably said, well, sorry about your luck, honey, but you still owe me. The conversation may have went something like this. Well, I don't have any money. Yeah, but you got these boys. They big enough to work. And the boys may not have even known how much was owed or what it was for. The text doesn't make it clear that the boys knew how much the debt was. So the man could have worked them 10 years for a 5-year debt. Just because the story in the Bible doesn't mean they were honest. The Bible tells about a lot of people that were dishonest. But here, this lady, agonizing over what to do, because this creditor is coming around and wanting his money, and the deadline has done come and gone, and now he's going to take my boys. Now, I guess all of us, we love our children. Now, I know I'm saved, but you let somebody come try to take one of my boys. Well, back when there was a home. And I just might try to fight. So you see the scenario, you see the predicament that this lady was in. The text seemed to indicate that she didn't work outside the home. Otherwise, she would have money coming in, and she could have made arrangements that I can pay you $20 a week, or so much, you know. But obviously, the lady was a stay-at-home mom. And when the husband died, then there went the income, the whole family income. And it's hard today, like it was then, to live without being in some kind of debt. I bought a car one time and paid cash for it. It was a toy car, but still. But if I'm going to buy a car that I can drive, I can't pay cash for it. I got to make payments. Amen. And if I die, then my wife got to make the payments. I'll turn it back in one. So you can see the scenario as it unfolds, and here this lady is with no idea how she's going to pay this man or whoever the creditors that's yoked. So, she went to the man of God. Isn't it good to know what to do when you don't know what to do? How many of us realize what we have when we are under a man of God? Why do we cast our pastors off? Ah, he don't know what he knows. What does he know? They don't understand. You better see, be careful. Because God said, I will give you pastors after mine own heart. And God don't hand out junk.
That's right.
And God don't deal in stupidity. He's not gonna put somebody stupid over his flock. God is intelligent. And the people that he charges to work for him, he will give them wisdom beyond their years. Because he don't just pick and choose anybody. But the lady knew where to go. Sometimes when we are in the midst of grieving, when a loved one has passed on and eyes full of tears and a mind spinning and all that, we lose our direction. We don't seem to be able to get a grasp on what we ought to do. But when you are close to God, before tragedy hits, when trouble comes, you're already close to him, so it ain't no problem to drop that on the knees and say, Lord, here I am. The Bible said his ears are inclined to the call of the righteous. And the story here, we find this lady. How am I going to pay this debt? I ain't got no money. Can't find a job. But I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to call the man of God. Woo! Elisha, my husband is dead. You know he loved the Lord. You know he was a faithful man. But he's died and he owed a debt. Tell me, man of God, what shall I do? I've been charged with a debt that I cannot pay. Is there any help for a widow like me? Can anybody? I don't want to get wound up in here. Can anybody help me? Get out of this dilemma. Elijah said, oh yeah, I know somebody. Ain't nothing too hard for my God. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go get you some vessels. Some empty vessels. Now, that don't make no sense. Sometimes God don't make sense. Empty? What am I going to do with empty vessels? What do you have in your house? Nothing. Well, save a little oil. But when it's little to you, it can be much to God.
Huh?
It can be a lot to God. He don't need much. He specializes in a little. But the key was, she was obedient to what the man of God said. Even though it may not have made sense to go borrow an empty vessel. And when she began to pour the oil from her little pot, it filled the vessels one after the other. She looked around and they all were full. Boys, bring me another vessel. Mama, we ain't got no more. Look at God. Done filled up all of these vessels. Now she had all enough to sell and pay her debt. And she got some to live on. Ain't God all right? When you need something from God, sometimes we need to empty ourselves out of all of the junk, out of all the cares of the world. Empty yourself so He can fill you up. Because Satan has got a debt over everybody's head. And we couldn't pay it. Y'all know where I'm going. We all were born into sin and shaping into iniquity. That was a debt that was over our head. And we could not pay it. But that's all right. I heard in my mind a man called Jesus said, I'll pay your debt. I'll be your ransom. I'll go down and I'll endure the old rugged cross. I'll hang on the cross. I'll die for your debt so you don't have to. And he hung there from the 6th to the 9th hour. And I heard him say, it's finished. Yeah. It's finished. Yeah. Oh, Lord. You are now. Yeah. You're debt free. Yeah. You ain't got no debt hanging over your head. When you are in Christ Jesus, your debt has been paid. Paid in full. Yeah. Ain't he all right? Yeah. Ain't he all right? Yeah. Glory to God. I feel like running tonight. See, the enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy. Now let me set the record straight. He cannot steal your joy. I know there's a popular song that said he stole my joy. Well, for one thing, the joy that God gives you is holy. Amen. And what's the devil going to do with holy joy? Amen. What he steals is your influence. Because, see, the church is supposed to influence the world. Right. Not the world influence the church. Amen. So let's get it right. He killed your influence. Because see, we're already born under debt. Yeah. A debt of sin. Yeah. But now, that's done been paid by Jesus. So he ain't got nothing on us now. Amen. If you are in Christ, that is. Amen. So you see why we should never come to church and leave out of here and our hearts ain't right.
Amen.
Do you see why now you should never be afraid or ashamed to come to the altar of God and lay down everything that's... Just empty yourself out on this altar. And that gets you out from under that debt. And he, the Son, sets free. Is free indeed. There's nothing like being debt free. Nobody wants to be in a bunch of debt. You might decide you don't want to go to work some morning. Oh, well, I guess I better go because that card note to do. Can't take a day off because got to pay on this and pay on that. But when Jesus erased that debt, don't go back under that bondage again. Now this woman went and did what the man of God told her. Few more points, I'm going to let you go. When she borrowed the vessels, the empty vessels, now people don't mind giving you something that's empty. If she'd have went around to 10 neighbors and said, look, can each one of y'all give me a pot of oil? Oh, no. No, honey, I feel sorry for you. I hate that your husband died, but we need our oil, you know. We ain't got that much. And got 15 bottles sitting back there. We ain't got that much, you know. No. But since she's asking for empty vessels, oh, yeah. No problem. And then they're wondering, what is she going to do with empty bottles? She done lost her mind. Fred just died, and here she is, wanting them empty bottles. That's why the man of God said, close the door, because see, everybody don't need to see what God can really do for you. There are people that will try to block your blessing. And I mean church folk. Grin in the face. Close your door. Then pour your heart out. Because when folk begin to meddle in your God business, they can mess you up. So she closed the door. And then God blessed her immensely. And then the neighbors are wondering, where did she get that oil from? I know she was crying yesterday. I know what you're talking about. Well, they come, y'all pray because they're coming after my boys. Well, I just talked to her yesterday and she was all tore up because they was coming after her boys. To put them in, to make them, to put them in bondage, to pay the debt. What happened? What a difference a day makes when God's in it. And you know what God did? See, God, I love what God does. He gave her enough to pay the debt and then some.
That's right. Yes, he did. Yes, sir.
Now, sit back and live on this. Pay your debt with this and live on this. And let your enemies wonder. Let them speculate.
That's right.
But if they ask you, you tell them, God did it. Who brought you out? God did it. I like the latter part of this message, this text. But let's go back to the first part now. When she said, there's nothing in my house save a pot of oil. Now, that's another message there, which I may preach sometime. The Lord said the same. But y'all seen this commercial, what's in your wallet? What's in your house? I ain't got nothing save a pot of oil. She insignificated that pot of oil. The very thing that got her delivered. She didn't think it was that important. We do the same thing with prayer. We have the greatest blessing within our reach that's known to mankind.
Amen.
But what do we do a lot of time? We insignificate it. Well, let me finish up here. If you don't get what you want or what you expected from somebody, you take what they give you.
Amen.
And if it's empty, you know now that it can be filled.
Amen.
Sometimes in life, people will come to you and they just as empty as they can be.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to do. I've done this, I've done that, I've done the other. Seems like the more I do, the worse off I get, blah, 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 blah. Just tell them, now, wait a minute, honey. Sound like you got too much in your vessel. Let's go somewhere and find us a corner, pray some words, and you empty everything out.
Yeah, that's right.
Because, see, God is not a God of I don't know what I'm going to do. God is a God of actually, God knows what he's going to do.
Yes.
He knows what he can do. And he knows what he will do.
Amen.
But what are we going to do?
Amen.
It's right there at our disposal.
Amen.
So let him have all of these burdens, all of these cares.
Yes. Oh, my Lord, my Lord.
And I guarantee you, they would not burden him down.
Amen.
Amen. Even the weight of the whole world would not burden him down. And when he went to the cross, he suffered the limit of his human endurance. He questioned his Father. In the limits of his human endurance. But when he got to the limit of his human endurance, the Spirit kicked in. He said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. So see, we've got some backup. So there's no way we can lose when we're in Christ. When you realize that you've been charged with a debt that you can't pay. You can tell the devil, look in his eyes and say, oh yeah, I don't need to pay, it's already paid. It was painful before I got here.
Amen.
I may have been born into sin, but I didn't stay in sin. Because when I realized the debt was paid, I began to walk into my freedom. I began to walk in that newness of life. Now, I'm not worried about the devil coming to get my children or my wife or my husband or whoever. Because my debt is already paid. Ain't that good news? Ain't that good news? Oh, Lord. I know I owe the debt, but it's already been paid. That's good news. Ain't that good news? I don't have to labor. I can lay down my warring clothes down by the river because my debt's already been paid. Don't have to worry no more. Don't have to fight no more because Jesus has paid it all on Calvary and told me that now I'm free. Yeah, Lord, I'm free. Free to run. Free to live for it. Free to sing for it. I'm free to praise his name because there's no debt hanging over my head. I can lay in my bed and thank God for what he done. That's it. Oh, let me quit. I think I'm at home. Let me. We thank God. Boy, I feel like going on. Good gracious. We thank God for this beautiful night. And I just pray that something that had been said that will cause you to look at yourself. And if you're carrying anything that God did not put on you, it's time to let it go because it's a debt. Anything besides godliness is a debt. And you are no more, you're not a bondage of debt anymore. So don't carry anything Satan has because it's a debt. Because Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. How much time I got, Brother Gerald? Let us realize that we have, whatever we have available to us. Let us realize that we don't have to go begging for anything. Because what God gives us, he gave freely. And freely he gave, and freely we received, and then freely we need to give. Don't allow what all you learn in here to remain just in here. Everybody in here know somebody that did not come to church tonight. So if you want to call somebody up and if you want to gossip, gossip about some good things. Say, we had a wonderful time at church tonight. Should have been there. Well, what did he talk about? He talked about money issues. That'll get their interest up. Money? Yeah. Talk about debt? Oh. Well, I've got some debt. Well, you should have been there because he's talking about debt. Leave them wondering. Said, you know what? Tell him, said, now, you come here Sunday morning, and you hear some real preaching Sunday morning and Sunday night. You see, they had to ejaculate tonight, but Sunday morning, Sunday night, they had some real preachers.
Come on, man.
Everybody feel all right?
Amen.
Do you need to get up and shake yourself off or anything? Yeah, okay. All right. Does anybody feel like they're still under some debt? Anybody carrying a load? Anybody carrying a burden? Everybody's good. I mean, the altar's still open if you feel like you're carrying a debt. If you feel like Satan has got still got a debt on you, you can get rid of it right here. You can walk out of here free as a bird. Let us pray. Father God, I thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Father God, for setting us free. Lord, help us to realize that we don't have to be burdened down. That you came and set us free. And let us walk in this freedom that you have granted us. And we thank you for paying the debt that we could not pay. And giving us the freedom to walk, and to live, and to serve you without this debt hanging over our head. What a mighty God you are. We thank you tonight. Ask your blessings upon everybody that's in this house tonight. Thank you again. We magnify you. We love you tonight, Lord. And we're going to serve you no matter what. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. I want you to stand. As he was preaching, I thought of that little boy who was out there on the hillside today. And he heard somebody saying they needed food. And he must have thought, well, I've got something. We don't know exactly the scenario, but suppose he saw or
yes.
heard one of the disciples, and he came up to the disciple and he said, well, I've got a little bit here. You can have it. And the disciple might have looked at him and thought, because when they
Turns
went back
out.
To Jesus, they said, the only thing we could find is one little boy that had some food, and all he had was 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Well, what in the world is that going to amount to with a crowd this big? And then Jesus did not say to the apostle, well, since it's no more than that, give it back to him because he probably needs it. Jesus said, bring it to me. And when he brought it to him, Jesus took it. You know, sometimes if we have 10 of something and somebody else only has 1 of it and they give that 1, we feel sorry for them. Well, that's an awful lot for them to give. That preacher shouldn't have taken that from them. You remember the other story in the Old Testament? Where the prophet went to the widow's house. And he said, "What do you got to eat?" "Oh," he said, "I got enough to fix a cake for me and my little boy. One more meal, then we're going to eat it and die. Once we eat that, we don't have any recourse but starve to death." And that prophet had the nerve, he had the gall to say, "Give it to me." He didn't go over there and say, "You poor lady, bless your heart. You don't have to do that. You and your boy keep it." And you know what would have happened to them? They'd had one more meal and they would have died. But you know, when you give to the church, to the man of God, to a ministry, you're not just giving to them. You're giving to God. And when you're willing to trust everything you have into the hands of God, look out, look out, look out. I hear the sound of abundance. Now, what you got? What do you have? You have a talent? Now, we're going to take up an offering before you leave, but that's not what I'm talking about right now. You need to take that into consideration too. But what I'm talking about right now is, what do you have? What is in your future? And you have something that can deal with it. What is it? This woman had an insignificant amount of oil. But she got multiplied because she was willing to do what the man of God said do. Now, you got something going on, but you've got something. You may just have a talent. You may have a voice. You may just be able to go to a neighbor and say, "I just came over here to tell you that God loves you." But I want you to stand right now, and whatever you've got, if you feel like, "I want to give it to God. I want to pour it out." I want you to just come from where you are. Come up here at the front. Stand in the presence of God. All of you have a future. What are you going to do with it? You're going to drift through it? Or are you going to give it to God? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lower the music, son. Hallelujah. I told the Lord and I told the people that God sent here to minister to us that we're all available at any time. And Laverne and I were talking today, and I don't know if you, Jim and Connie, if you've got something for anybody here, if God spoke something to you that you need to share with them, you feel free to do it. You too, Rich and Bonnie. Hallelujah. We just wait on the Lord, and I'm not trying to push anything, press anything. God to God. But I do know that God wants you to leave here tonight knowing that you've been in His presence. Knowing that you have been touched by His Spirit. And Lord, I thank You. Thank You, Lord God, for Your faithfulness. Thank You, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Yeah, where are they? Oh, yeah, I don't know where they put them. There's one up there on the... Okay. Unmute the pink.
The pink one, yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank You, Jesus.
Pastor Payne, I just hear the word of the Lord saying that there is a supernatural abundance that's coming to you. For God says you've been faithful for many, many years and you've stood the test of time. And where the back has been weary and you've even felt depleted at times, God is supernaturally going to begin to empower you in this season and thrust you forward like never before. For God says truly you're going to experience the reign of my abundance in this season. It's no longer in the future, but it's in the now, says God. It's in the now, says God. For delay is no more in your season. Delay has been cut off from you. Amen. I just see where it seems like you would progress and you would make ground, and then it would almost like the rug was being pulled out of underneath of you again. And God says that that thing is being cut off from your life. Amen. And He's even going to cause you to have a stature even within the community, that He's going to cause your voice to be heard like never before. For there's a sound within you, son, that's been yet to be released. And there is an abundance and the thrusting of His Spirit that He's going to begin to propel you like never before. For God says, don't you hold back that which I have predestined and that which I have placed upon your life. And don't you even grow back in the eyes of man. For God says, you are my man of this hour, and I'm going to supernaturally pour upon you. It's almost like I see you, Pastor Payne. We say the phrase getting beside ourselves. You will literally be beside yourself. You'll be, I don't know what I said. I don't know what I did, but I know I was caught up with the Father. Amen. And there'll be times you will literally feel like you're being caught up. But God says, just know it's my grace, it's my glory that's resting upon you like never before. And there is a supernatural coming to the breakthrough in finances. That which has been relentless and a strain for the two of you, I'm telling you, God is going to, He's cutting that thing off in this moment. Amen. And He's going to bring a supply and a resource to you. Amen. He's going to cause you to have favor like you've never known before. Amen. And it's not because of anything that you've done or that you've not done. It's just pure His goodness on your life. Amen. He's rewarding your faithfulness. When you've stood and you've stood and you've stood and you thought, God, I don't know if I got anything else to say. I don't know if I got anything else I can do. I've done all I've known to do. And God said, get ready, man of God, because I'm going to recharge you in this season and this time. For this will be your finest hour. And this will be a day that you will begin to lift your eyes up like never before. And you will truly, truly know the help of your God is in your corner. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
For you see, son, I've chosen you and I put you on display that I might cause people to see my handiwork. And the Lord says, son, I'm lighting a new fire deep down within the recesses of your spirit. For it seems like at times it's just like the rug been pulled out from underneath you and you just come up against a brick wall. But the Lord says, son, you're coming up to your breakthrough now and you're going to begin to see times and seasons of refreshing because you've understood the effects of the battle and the effects of the heat. But now said the Lord, you're going to understand the times and seasons of refreshing. For I'm opening up the heavens up over you, said God, and I'm going to begin to cause a fresh download of my spirit upon on your life. And the Lord says, son, you're going to run and not be weary. You're going to be one that the others are going to look at and say, how can we keep up with him? What has happened to him? But the Lord said, I'm energizing your spirit. And the Lord said, that which has been hard shall suddenly become easy. But the Lord says, I'm causing a quickening within your spirit. The Lord says, you are not going to be held back and you're not going to be held down. And the Lord says, I'm going to cause you to even see yourself in a new light, said God, because you're my son. And as my son, I'm causing you to rise up even as the cream of the crop, said God. So get ready, said God, because your world's about to turn around. It's not going to remain the same. It is the way it's been, said God. Your season of breakthrough is upon you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God. Can I just tell you something? Money's stupid. Come on. This is something we caught a couple years ago. Money's stupid. And listen, I really believe tonight, Pastor, people need to plant a supernatural seed. Come on now.
Amen.
You need to plant a seed, not give an offering. You need to plant a significant seed. And what I mean by that is you need to ask God what I need to give, and then you need to tell your money what it needs to do. Come on. Mm-hmm. Never do you reach in your pocket and just release something because that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You tell that money what its purpose is and what you're planting that seed for. Amen. And I'm telling you, you will see the harvest from that seed. Amen. And my husband and I have seen this over and over and over. You cannot outgive God. He said, I give seed to the sower. Amen. And some of you need to plant a seed. Some of you are wanting your house paid off. Some of you are wanting to buy a new vehicle. Some of you are wanting to send your children to school. Come on. Some of you are wanting a promotion and a raise. You need to plant a significant seed and name that seed. Don't you dare release it until you tell that seed, this is what your purpose is. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, amen?
Amen. Amen.
Can we do that right now?
Sure.
All right. I want you just real quickly, amen, just ask the Lord, Father, what is my seed? Don't miss this moment. Remember I said it's a new season.
Bring the offering plate up here and set it on the
platform. Amen. It's a new season. And this seed, come on now. This seed is a significant seed. Amen. And better yet, what I'd like to do, if I could, honey, and I need you to help me. I want you to bring your seed, and I just want you to hold it like this. And my husband and I are going to just come lay our hands on it. Come on. Amen.
And
there's
then,
the man of God just preached about the woman that brought what bit she had. And the man of God laid his hands on it, and it multiplied. It began to overflow. It began to increase. It began to do what it was purposed to do. She saw nothing, but the man of God said, bring your nothing to me and watch what my God does. Amen.
Amen.
Come on. Amen.
And let me say this. If you're here and you don't have anything with you, but you have something available, you don't have to sign it. Just put, I pledge. Mm-hmm. Because you know that you're going to go home. Maybe it's in the bank. You don't have your checkbook. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know that God's spoken to you, just put a piece of paper, I pledge, and the amount that you pledge.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
If you need a piece of paper, we'll find some.
Do
somewhere.
Something. No seed is insignificant.
That's true.
No seed is insignificant. Amen. God will honor your seed where you're at.
Amen.
Amen. So, come on.
An ounce is more significant than 20 pounds.
Right here.
If the person with the 20 pounds has 60 pounds and the person with the ounce has nothing else.
That's our seed. Amen. So come line up real quickly and just hold your hand like this.
Thank
we're just
going
to come by. And we're just going to bless it. Amen. God's going to cause the multiplication. Come on. Amen. He's going to cause the multiplication to begin to happen. Amen. Father, I thank you for multiplying it in the name of Jesus. I speak an overflow to the seed, an overflow to the seed, an abundance to the seed, Father. Breakthrough for the seed, Father. Thank you for the increase, Father. Thank you for the overflow of the seed, Father. Thank you for honoring the influence and the overflow of this seed, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the breakthrough of the seed, Father, the overflow, the increase, the increase, the increase, the increase, the increase of the overflow of the seed, Father. Multiply it in abundance in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name. Thank Hallelujah. You for multiplying the seed, Father.
Thank
overflow.
You,
overflow. Overflow
Thank
in
you,
abundance.
God.
Multiply it, Father. Multiply Thank it to the overflow. Multiply it to the overflow. To the overflow. Increase. 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 Increase in the name of Jesus. Increase. Increase in the name. Multiply it, Father, to the overflow. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, listen, listen. I just heard the Spirit of God say, watch what even it begins to turn around in that seed, even tomorrow. Come on, even tomorrow. Watch what that seed is going to do, even tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah. Even tomorrow. Glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This lady right here in the blue blouse, honey, what's your name? Sheila. Sheila, I just seen God doing something supernaturally in your body. Touching your body. Every sickness, every... Listen, there's been a spirit of iniquity that's tried to attach itself to you. I'm even seeing 15 years back. And God is just supernaturally touching your body. Amen. Honey, you're going to begin to experience a strength in your body, an energy and an enthusiasm like you've never known. Amen. I just see even just waves of the glory of God just coming up over you. It just like it gushes, just wave after wave after wave coming over you. Amen. Glory to God. Father, I thank you. I thank you. Can you just stand? I want to get to her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I just take authority right now in the name of Jesus over this spirit of iniquity. Right now, I say you have no place in the woman of God. I command you to take your hands off of her and we release, Father God, your healing virtue right now to touch her, causing this physical body to be made whole. To be made whole. Never the same, never the same, never the same from this day forward, Father. I thank you for your glory, your glory, your glory resting upon her. Resting upon her, God. Resting upon her, God. She'll never be the same from this day forward. She'll never be the same. She'll never be the same. Ooh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory, glory. He's good. He's good. He's good.
Thank you,
he's
Jesus.
He's good. Amen. He's good. Oh,
you,
he's good. Come on now. He's good. Glory. Look out because she's going to run. She's going to run and y'all are going to look at her and think, what is going on? She's going to run.
Woo!
Glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, I worship you, Father. I worship you,
Thank
Father.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
My blonde sister all the way back here. Honey, your name is escaping. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I'm your name. I forget.
Thank you, Lord.
Patricia, Patricia. God, Patricia, I hear God say, go ahead and dream again. Dream again. Take the limitations off. Dream again. That which seemed like it cost you much and you thought I blew it in times past, how could I even ask God? It's like almost like Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall and everything was in such a mess. You thought, how could it ever be put back together? And God said, I'm going to do the miraculous for you and in your behalf. Amen. To go ahead and dream. And listen, you need to get pen and paper and keep it close to you because it's going to show you some things in your sleep. It'll almost like in pieces of puzzle. And don't look at any of it and say, well, what in the world did that mean? Write it down. Amen. And God is going to begin to paint a picture for you. And it's going to be such a glorious picture. And it's going to be a picture that's going to bring you much joy in the days ahead, says God. For your heart has been broken and you've been devastated over and over and over again. And you think, Lord, I don't know if I can even allow my heart to go there again. And God says, yeah, we're going to go there again, baby girl, because you're not staying in what was, but you're going to be able to embrace what's coming ahead of you. For God says, my hand is upon you, and I have not changed my mind concerning you. For surely, surely, you will see my goodness and you will know my love and you will know my breakthrough like never before, says God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory, glory. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Look pretty.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God's going to call on you to exercise your faith. I feel like there's lights shining out my eyes. I mean, there's just something in there, you know. There's something set off inside me that I haven't experienced for a while because of some of the other stuff that I've had to deal with. So, grab this with your faith. And if this is you, I want you to come up here. Somebody's having problems with the right hip. It's really giving you problems. Somebody's having problems, and I'm talking about symptoms, not just necessarily that you know, but symptoms that you're having to deal with involving high blood pressure. There's somebody here that's got a problem with an ear that's just been giving you fits. Now, those three things apply to you. Don't waste any time getting up here. And, hallelujah. Well, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody's having problems with their stomach. And the problem is you just for no reason seem to just get nauseated and feel like you're going to vomit, but it's just sickness. And it just comes on you. And it may be stress related. God wants to touch you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Jim, I know that you are submissive to the principles of God's house. I want you to give a word to that young lady right there. The Lord just sent her out a while ago on me.
What's your name? Samantha. Samantha, the Lord says, even as you approached his throne room tonight, the Lord said he's made way for you. He's opened up the floodgates on your behalf, and you're going to begin to see the goodness of God being demonstrated in your life. The Lord says even as you went through a time of sorrow and frustration and didn't know which way you was going to go or what direction you was going to go, and your life was just seemingly was falling apart, the Lord said, I sent a word of stability into your life, and I caused you to begin to raise your head up again and begin to hope even when things looked like it was going down for the third time. But the Lord says, daughter, I saw you, and I saw you in your condition, and the Lord said, I put my hand upon you, and I decreed and declared change for your life. And the Lord says, even as I decreed and declared it, the Lord said, I've gone before you and I made way for you. And the Lord said, as I made way for you, now I'm putting your feet down in a place of stability, and you're going to begin to see, said God, that things are turning around on your behalf. Because where the enemy just simply wanted to browbeat you and beat you down, the Lord said, I'm releasing a word that will lift you up and cause you to be encouraged. And the Lord says that where the enemy tried to bring you to a place that you just want to give up and just throw your hands up and say, I'm done with it, the Lord says, no, hon, I would not let you be done with it, because the Lord said, I've got plans for your life. And the Lord says, even as I begin to move in your life, now you're going to see the goodness of your God being demonstrated. For too often, said the Lord, you saw the other side of things. Too often, said God, you've been the object of ridicule and you've been the object of browbeating. But now, said God, I'm turning that around on your behalf. And the Lord said, I'm shining my light upon you so that you might know that you're my favorite, that you're my chosen, and that I have selected you out of many that I might demonstrate my goodness on your behalf, says the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, that's true. You don't know.
Thank you, Lord. Now, I want all of you that came up here, that thing that you brought with you, whether it was the knee or whether it was the hip, whether it was the high blood pressure or the stomach, whatever it was, you came up here. Let's kind of form some, get some kind of order here. Y'all are just kind of bunched up. Now, what I want you to do is to see that thing in your hand. And I want you to hold your hand out like this. I want you to stand there and hold it. Okay? Now, what you got, you're going to see that thing that you want to get rid of right there in the palm of your hand. And I'm going to, and I don't do this, and people that know me know that this is just not something that I do all the time. I'm going to walk past you, and I'm going to slap the underside of your hand just like I was knocking that thing out of your hand straight up in the air, and you got to see it go up, and the Lord reach out and say, I'll take it. Okay? Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you. And you guys be, you catchers, be watchful because you never know what God's going to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. 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 The name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Now thank the Lord for taking. Thank you, Lord. I'm free. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. Now, how are you going to know that it's gone? You're going to believe it. You can't wait till you stop feeling it. You may have stopped feeling it right now. I don't know. You may have felt a physical change. But if you didn't, you still, by faith, got to believe that thing's gone. It's gone. It's not going. It's gone. Don't ever get into a mentality of God's going to. Stay in the mentality God is or has. He is doing it. He has done it. He will continue to do it. I do not have to wait for it. It is finished. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody up here want to share a short testimony? I mean, you want to praise the Lord? I mean, did you feel something? Do you know something? Do you believe anything? Amen. 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 Yes. It is done. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody else have anything? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Is God finished? Amen. Amen. Amen.
There's a story in Columbia Magazine about Mark Franklin. That's my brother. You know, I grew up with him, kind of brother. In February, my brother had, he was at work, and he had the worst headache of his life. He's a roofer. And he drove himself to the emergency room, and they found an aneurysm. And they took him to Somerset, and one of the top neurosurgeons in the country, the same guy that operated on Christopher Reeves, you know, Superman, when he fell off that horse, and who has operated on literally hundreds of people and celebrities and well-known people, and he's, you know. Anyway, he takes my brother in there, and he's operating on him, and during the operation, Mark had a massive stroke, and the doctor came out, and he said that he had vascular Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, which is very, very rare. It's a mutation, but he said your brother's a mutant, basically. And he said there's a probability that you guys all have it too, or at least part of you have it. And that he gave us a very bleak diagnosis. He didn't know if Mark was going to make it. His chances were very slim, and he was telling us about that he may never walk again, and he may never be normal. And you know, there was a nice, sweet little pastor there from a local denominational church, and, you know, Mark's pastor, and he's a nice person. But as we sat there, and he prayed this sweet little prayer, something rose up on the inside of me and said, sometimes nice just won't cut it. Sometimes nice just won't cut it.
Yes.
And I got militant. And the first person that popped into my mind, I was like, I need a militant person to agree with me. And I called Laverne First person I called, I said, I need somebody that will say, but don't care what the doctor says, the word says this. So I called Laverne, and right then and there on the phone, we agreed. And then I went back and I got Connie, who just took the little boys home. And we got my brothers and sisters together, and we agreed. You know, we stood there and we joined hands and we agreed that Mark would astound the doctors. And then I called my husband and I got him to agree with me on the phone. And if you read the article in Columbia Magazine, Mark has astounded the doctors. On April the 27th, Amen. The man who was never supposed to walk again walked out of the hospital. And he is on the road to recovery. So, this is for the little boy with the seizures. God.
Woo! Hallelujah.
All right, he said, do this. It's a new season, and it's a new day. A fresh anointing is coming my way. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming my way. It's a new season, it's a new day. A fresh anointing is coming my way. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming my way.
I asked her to sing that to you because I believe that's the Spirit of the Lord's word to you. That is a new season for you. And I saw, as even during the song service and you guys got up to sing and everything, I saw just a great big heart, and I saw a key go into the heart. And the Lord said he's unlocking the matters of the heart for you. Wow. And you're going to begin to see in the areas of relationship that things are going to be unlocked, and you're going to see some things restored. And because he's given you the strategy. It's just like you couldn't put it together. You couldn't figure out how to do it. And God says, I'm giving you the strategy. He's going to unlock hearts, and you're going to see things. And not only, now I want you to really hear this, not only unlocking relationships and things of the heart, but he's touching even in your life, your heart. He's going to begin to cause a strength and a stability in your heart, and he's going to begin to see the things that have been waiting upon you and just seemed like you couldn't shake them are suddenly going to be loosed up off of you, glory to God, because it is a new season and it is a new day, and the power that already dwells on the inside of you is rising up to evict everything that's trying to hold you down and hold you back, everything that's tried to be a stressful situation in you. It's evicting that thing tonight. It's a new season. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. You sure you're done? Okay, because I was thinking, I missed that on Columbia Magazine. Okay, Community Voice instead of Columbia Magazine on the testimony. Amen. Well, now I'll tell you what. God is finished when you are. So if you're finished tonight, we're going to take a break till in the morning. And then the New Life people are coming back here in the morning, and we're going to have an exciting time, and the Eunice people are going to there, and they're going to have a Holy Ghost time. And then we're going to be back here tomorrow night for our last camp meeting service, and we're going to have a Holy Ghost time. We got a couple of northerners here we're going to turn loose on you tomorrow night. And there's more. Reinforcements are coming in tomorrow. Hallelujah. But amen. God bless y'all for being here. Laverne said, I don't know if you heard her, if you want a snack on something, there's some stuff left in the Red Room, and you're welcome to go by there and get another piece of cake, or I don't know if that John Pie's, any of it's left, or what all's left in there, but you didn't see any of that?
I didn't see any. That's one of my favorite pies.
Oh, yeah. And also, there's some books back there that will give you a boost in your spiritual life. Brother Jim Childs, God gave us them through him. And you might want to stop by the table back there and check them out. Amen. Well, let's stand. Okay. 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 All right. Okay. But we need to hear you so we can get it on the internet.
I've got a strong enough voice, but.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me.
Amen. Amen. And Lord, we leave here with those words in our heart and on our lips. Spirit of God, fall afresh on me. Thank you, Lord. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen. God bless you. Okay. Blood shed for me. The blood, the blood, the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood that was shed for me. One day I was lost. He died upon the cross.
I just said we got $1,100 tonight.
Ooh, praise God.
Got over $5,000 last night. So.
Thank you, Jesus.